talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And a lot of it's being made, and I'm going to start here in Wisconsin. The legislature under Voss and his running dogs in the state Senate, illegitimate gerrymandered legislature that had two-thirds really of the votes in the assembly, and they don't even get 50% of the votes statewide. That gerrymander was overturned by a federal court, but the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the federal courts can't get involved in that. So we, in effect, don't have democracy in this state. And frankly, we won't have it for 10 more years if they get their way and keep delaying on fair maps. In fact, getting rid of fair maps, that subject is not even going to come up, but even getting rid of redistricting at all, where they will put in crooked maps for the next 10 years, Evers will veto it, then it'll go to a special master or some sort of expert appointed by the courts, and they'll come up hopefully with fair maps. But right now, what's happened? On Friday, it was announced, and not by the legislature, that there would be a veto override session on Tuesday, that's yesterday, on the issue of Evers stopping the cutting of the $300 a week supplemental unemployment comp benefit provided by federal money by the U.S. Congress. And many of the Republican states have said, we don't want it. And they've cost their workers, the people who are laid off and looking for work, $300 a week. And they said they did it ostensibly because people need to feel a little pain. Maybe they don't want to work that hard. Maybe they got to feel some pain. The legislature is very quick to talk about inflicting pain as an incentive. In other words, whipping the horse rather than giving the horse an apple and some sugar. But the fact of the matter is that they do not inflict pain on themselves. They don't inflict pain on themselves. They take care of themselves quite well. So what happens? On Friday, it was announced by a donor to the Republican Party, the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. And they're the ones that let it slip out. There'll be a veto override session by Voss on Tuesday, yesterday. And the Democrats weren't told about it, and the public wasn't told about it, and Voss didn't say it. His donor said it. His donor said it. His donor essentially told him, we want you to do this, and they did it. They jumped. They jumped like circus dogs. Well, they had it. They had it yesterday. And of course, it failed. No Democrat voted for it, and the Democrats have denied them a veto-proof majority in the Assembly and the Senate. And Voss put out a statement complaining how they should have inflicted pain on people to get them to go back to work. People want to work. Everybody wants to work. They want wages. They want fair wages. Wages are going up as a result of the scarcity of workers, and the market is taking care of it. Voss simply wanted to cut money. But then there was another announcement. And it came to fruition yesterday, and Evers, the governor, called a special session to add $550 million for education in the state. Now, $550 million, when you think about all of the public schools in this state, in 72 counties, the expenses that they had, cleaning up on COVID, technology expenses, trying to educate people online, trying to educate them, getting supplies. And then when we're coming back into in-person instruction, which is a wonderful thing, starting in the fall, they have to clean those buildings. They have to get them ready. A lot of expense, borne chiefly by local taxpayers. So Evers very appropriately. Remember the Biden bill that passed the Congress? It passed it. It's law. Biden signed it. And we got several billion dollars that the Republicans want to hold up and not use, jeopardize, by putting a lot of it towards tax cuts, which would be contrary to the bill, and we could be, and our education funding could be jeopardized. Well, Evers signed a very aggressive tax cut, but unlike Republican tax cuts that benefit about 1%, this benefits about 50%. And Voss says, yeah, well, I'm the one that drafted it, and he drafted much of it because they thought they could smoke it by Evers and look like saints and pose for holy pictures. Well, Evers said, you want to cut taxes on 50% of the state? Great. And he signed it. But there is other money that he put in, another $100 million, and now he's proposing $550 million more. And when he calls a special session, he called a special session on police issues after Jacob Blake was shot in the back 7 times as he slowly got in the car with his kids in the back seat and the officer had him by the shirt and paralyzed him. And everybody chickened out. Everybody chickened out in law enforcement, prosecutors, the state, everybody. Let the officer get away with that and he's back on the force. He can do it again. He can do it again. He can shoot somebody in the back and paralyze him again. Well, Evers called a special session. He called a special session on a lot of things over the last couple of years. And here's the law. The governor can call a special session. Voss and the others cannot say no. They've got to show up. They've got to show up. And normally you'd think, okay, governor calls a special session, legislature shows up, they're going to do something. They're at least going to talk about it. They're going to at least say something. Even if they attack the governor, they're going to get up on their hind legs and give a speech. Somebody will give a speech. Well, no. The tactic of the Republican Party is to gavel in and gavel out in a couple of seconds. They think that's funny. So what they do is, Voss will say, all right, legislature's in order. And in the corner of the special session of the governor, and somebody will get up and say, I move, we adjourn. And then they gavel it out. They gavel it out in less than a minute sometimes. They think that's funny. That's the way they try to stick a knife in the governor and get around what he's doing. Now, that does have a consequence. That does have a consequence. What they're afraid of is that if it went to a vote, the Republicans would look bad because the Republicans would look like they were voting against $550 million for education. And I'm not just talking about Milwaukee County, Dane County, Brown County, that kind of thing, Waukesha County. I'm talking about Rusk County, Price County, Douglas County, Green County. These are not as numerous population counties, and they struggle. They need some money. They need money. And so the Republicans don't want to go on record as voting against it. They don't want to vote for it because their donors have told them not to vote for it. And Alec has told them not to vote for it. The American Legislative Exchange Council, which there is nobody named Alec. Alec is a very nice name. You know, Alec, their movie actors named Alec, and people get all warm and fuzzy thinking of Alec. There is no Alec. It's American Legislative Exchange Council. What it is it's a donor group that drafts cookie cutter legislation, sends it to Republican legislators around the country and says, pass it. And have enough brains to cross out the last state's name and stick your own. And we don't want to see you in Wisconsin passing something that says Missouri on it. Because that kind of thing, believe it or not, has happened. The famous case where Nebraska decided to copy New York's constitution when they were first incorporated as a state. And they thought, well, we'll just take New York. So they copied the whole thing. Well, New York has a port authority. It's an authority on the ports, and it's in conjunction with New Jersey, and obviously there are ports over there. A word, there are no ports in Nebraska, okay? No, there's no ocean, no Great Lakes. So they had a port authority for a while until somebody actually read it, said, hey, this is probably not a good idea. Maybe somebody should have read this thing, crossed out the New York stuff. Well, Alec sends stuff around right now, and they'll say things like turn down the Medicaid, the billion dollars in Medicaid, that the government was going to give to Wisconsin in return of our federal tax dollars to help pay for Medicaid. And we said no under Walker, turned down $1 billion. And then we ended up spending a couple hundred million anyway to fund part of the program. And that comes from state tax dollars. So they double whammied us, didn't take back our federal money, made us pay state money. This is the kind of stuff they do. Well, Alec has made it very, very clear they don't like this $300 a week extra pay for people on unemployment comp. And so compliant, the Wisconsin manufacturers, who are their arm here in a sense, they have a lot of community of interest, announce, our lackey boss. They might as well have said our lackey boss on Tuesday will do our bidding. And don't tell Democrats. Fortunately, everybody reads this stuff. They know that Wisconsin manufacturers and commerce are up to some skullduggery on this, and that's what happened. So, two things: the Evers veto is sustained. The $300 a week still goes to our unemployment comp people, but they gaveled out of the education session. Really despicable thing for education, because they were afraid they'd go on the record. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
The gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.